First of all, I would like to thank very much Radio Papeis for the great opportunity of working with them here in Tuscany, and also the five artists who took part in the project. I would like to introduce Nuovi Paesaggi, some story from Tuscany, from my perspective as a curator of the project. And in adopting a curatorial approach that embraces proximity and distance, as well as working with the five artists coming from different countries and different disciplines, New Landscape has taken the form of a journey or journeys that explore the twofold nature of site-specific intervention and radio production. And by site-specific intervention, I mean here the possibility to engage with a specific territory, choosing together with Radio Papeis and the invited artists a series of locations which speaks about another Tuscany, not that of the common beaten track or the traditional landscape, you know, for example, for art history or cultural tourism. I won't say so much about the location, as I would like to invite the listener to discover the specificity of each place through the story that each artist has been created along their journeys. This is not the first time that I work in a site-specific project and radio. However, the way in which Nuovi Paesaggi developed as an integral collaborative project allowed me to rethink about the potential that such mode of production has in bringing together local inhabitants, local cultural producers, and local concern into a wider cultural and critical discourse about place and voice. And also allowed me to rethink about radio as a nomadic and collective space. Some of the questions that emerge along the process of working with the artists and in this specific place were very much focused on the relationship between landscape and voice. So what does it mean to know or discover a landscape through its voices? And what are the landscapes evoked, reimagined, or simply remembered through a voice? It is possible to re-establish the symbiotic relationship between voice and landscape, piecing together, so to speak, its topographic wholeness through the medium of radio. Proximity and distance is here a parameter that is concerned with locational listening, in other words, to listen sight, but also acousmatic listening. The proximity of the sound source, in this case, real places and real people, along with the spatial and temporal displacement provided by radio. It also refers to the common embedded artistic strategies employed by the five also in exploring yet investigating a particular context through listening. Despite their different meanings and methodology, the shared use of recorded sound as a narrative media focus here on vocality. And for the term vocality, I refer here, for example, at the embodied voice of song, such in the work of Viv Coringham and Mikhail Karikis, their attempt to merge vocal improvisation into the sound texture of real places by evoking or shadowing, like in the case of Viv Coringham, the relationship between bodies and space. Vocality refers also to the musicality of spoken language and the immediacy of storytelling, here gathered through a series of recorded conversations with people who live and or work in Tuscany. But more importantly, in the work voicing by Laura Malacarte, the very idea of voice, to have a voice, it is itself a methodology that becomes a poetic, yet a political tool, since the voices unheard are here those real voices of economic migrants. Vocality is also related to the musical evocation of landscape, the sound of a place remembered or vocalized through words and utterances, as the workers and visitors of Laterello delivered through their account about the geothermal industrial plants of this area. Vocality, to conclude this introduction, bring me back to what Adriana Cavarero brilliantly said in her book, from more than one voice towards a philosophy of vocal expression. And she wrote, just read a short quote from her book, "From the maternal scene onward, the voice manifests the unique being of each human being and his or her spontaneous self-communication according to the rhythms of a sonoro relationship." Is this a relational space created and or embodied by the vocal expression that sound stories of Nuovi Paesaggi seem to converge or return to by distancing themselves from the mere documentary format? A relational space that, to some extent, has been neglected, I think, by the supremacy of language, in other words, by meaning over speech. A relational space that sometimes is neglected also by the pure aesthetic appreciation of voice. As Davide Tidone addressed in his piece, the new shape of public architecture, the experience that we encounter through the architectural void of the new opera theatre is not that of mere acoustics. This architectural void, speaks for the negligence of a working site where instead an act of reciprocity still be possible via the listening experience. What ultimately Alan S. Weiss teaches us through his audio essay Carmignano is how language fails to describe taste. How then vocality represents a kind of in-between space, a liminal space between text and speech, but also between words and taste. Proximity and distance here for me means also an inclination towards listening, at the same time as a project that intends to give voice to others, to become agents of what we are not, or what we don't know that we are yet. Ultimately, as a proposal for both, resonance and reciprocity. I would like to invite you to listen to the five stories, and thank you very much for listening.